are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the legendary pianist and composer Randy Weston with the 2009 song Little Niles off his album called African Rhythms. And that kicks off a brand new hour of Neon Jazz Together. This Brooklyn native has Jamaican roots, and he's been hailed by the great late Marion McPartland as one of the world's great visionary pianists and composer, and that is simply no lie. He credits Duke Ellington and Thelonious Monk as the most influential artists on his blend of playing. He started out on the piano early on and got his jazz church going after he served in the U.S. Army during World War II and came home to run a restaurant that was frequented by many of the leading bebop musicians of the day, like the great Miles Davis and company. There was a long list of pianists that moved Randy throughout his life, but it was Thelonious Monk who had the greatest impact on his style. He has worked with many of the best players over the years, like the great Kenny Dorham, but he has been instrumental in incorporating African elements into his jazz after many visits and living on the continent. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he explained how jazz came directly from the African continent.
Going to the continent and hearing it real live is incredible music, because the music describes Africa itself. Africa is such a powerful, rich continent. Before man ever arrived, that continent is unbelievable. And it swings, man. The birds swing, the animals swing. 5%. Everybody swings. We got that certain rhythm. And through the music that's created it, that's why it's so powerful. And despite the fact, for me, those of us who have taken away from Africa, we still maintain that cultural, spiritual memory. Yeah. We're still in us. So whenever we come in contact, we put that African pulse into it, whether it's a tin can or a trombone or whatever.
To this day, Randy is a very busy, gifted, celebrated, and wise jazz cat that exudes pure cool. His music will no doubt move many more generations of fans to appreciate both jazz and the continent it hailed from. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a very pivotal town in the development of jazz and the country's own bona fide Hall of Fame that honors that American achievement, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you one more hour of the finest music this planet has heard. Here's the man Randy dug the most next on the show, Mr. Thelonious Fear Monk, with the tune, live in 1969 in Paris, Epistrophe.
Randy Weston and join Joe Domino. Catch his show on Leon Jazz. It's fantastic. We'll be right back.
That was Kansas City's very own celebrated jazz organist, Everett Devan, teamed up with the late, great Bill Caldwell with the 1993 song Chumbadoos off their album called The Real Thing, and those two were. Everett is a Kansas City institution that grew up in Pueblo, Colorado, and made his way to KC at 18 and has stuck around ever since. Today, he serves as the chairman of the board of the Greater Kansas City Mutual Musicians Foundation and was deemed by Governor Matt Blunt in 2006 as the state of Missouri jazz treasure, and man, I'd say so. And I think we need a little bit more of Everett Devan on the program. Here he is tearing it up on a solo of Bye Bye Blackbird at the Broadway Jazz Club live in 2014. Dig it.
Organist Chris Hazleton, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was tenor and soprano saxophonist, flautist, arranger, and composer Frank Foster with the 1965 song Raunchy Rita. The Cincinnati native collaborated frequently with Count Basie and worked as a bandleader from the early 50s. In the 1970s, he worked with Elvin Jones and the Thad Lewis, Mel Lewis Big Band. Then he started teaching for the New York City public school system. And then he was hired as a full-time assistant professor in the Black Studies program at State University of New York in Buffalo. And then it was in the 1980s that he teamed up with the great Frank West and Jimmy Smith to create some magic. After suffering a stroke in 2001, he slipped away from the scene and ended up leaving us in 2011 at the age of 82. From the magic of the Harry Potter franchise, we bring you some jazz. From the night bus scene from the 2004 film and the third book, The Prisoner of Azkaban, here's John Williams leading the jazz march right on the silver screen. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
Thank you.
That was the Barcelona outfit known as La Vella Dixieland with the 2011 song Joan Bounce off their album called Cooking. The band really specializes in classic jazz of all kinds and of New Orleans and Dixieland blends, and these guys do know how to cook it. The band formed in 1980 as a gathering of friends to play the music that they love, and their friendship has turned into a full-on jazz band celebrating the spectrum of jazz while they continue to jam as pals and collaborate with the finest all over the jazz map. Speaking of the finest, here's the great jazz pianist Teddy Wilson and Lady Day, or as the world knew as Billie Holiday, with the tune I'll Never Be the Same from a cool 1955 LP called I Like Jazz. Do you?
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
A small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together right now. And there's a bridal suite, one room so nice, so neat, a room that we could share together. Standing by the window, I can see the distant steeple. There's not a sign of people, but who wants people? And there's that chapel bell, it's ringing out, good night, sleep well. We'll thank our small hotel together. I can see the distant steeple. There's no sign of people, but who wants people? When there's a chapel bell, it's ringing out, good night, sleep well. We'll thank our small hotel. We will thank our small hotel. Together.
That was the L.A. born and bred bassist Katie Thoreau with the 2014 tune There's a Small Hotel off her album called Introducing Katie Thoreau. Coming from a musical family, she started out on the violin at the age of 4 and then on the acoustic bass at the age of 8. Then, at 17, she was recognized for her outstanding skills and honored with the coveted Los Angeles Jazz Society's Shelley Mann New Talent Award. While still attending high school, she was an active bassist working with stalwarts of the LA jazz scene. Since that time, she has performed at jazz festivals all over the world, like in the US, Mexico, Germany, Serbia, Finland, and Singapore, both as a leader and as a side person, and she's played with the best and brightest in jazz. She is going to be around for a long, long time. Here's yet another duo on the program. This is Kathy Stobart and Joe Temperley, both on the sax, with the tune Softly as in the Morning Sunrise off their 1976 album, Saxploitation. Thank you.
this is Charles McPherson. Tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
Off a cool 1962 Soul of Jazz piano sampler from Mr. John Christopher, that was Jamaican-American jazz pianist and composer Wynton Kelly with the tune Old Clothes. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the jazz beneath our wings, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us all the time at any time at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
We happy? Vincent? We happy?
Yeah, we happy.
You don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.